Day 20 or January the 20th. It's never too late. Our thought today is rooted in Exodus chapter 7, verses 6 and 7. Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord commanded them. Moses was 80 years old and Aaron 83 when they spoke to Pharaoh. First, the big picture surrounding these verses. God gives signs to show Pharaoh that he is representing the living God, and so the confrontation between Pharaoh and Moses begins. By this time, Moses is 80 years old and his brother Aaron is 83. Probably the most dynamic octogenarians the world has ever seen. Their message was simple and to the point, as they voiced the will of God, "Let my people go." However, the response was negative, and so, due to the stubbornness of Pharaoh, we now have a series of plagues which blight Egypt. They begin with the plague of blood and progress through to the plague that results in the death of the firstborn son in all unbelieving households. But that happens when the Passover takes place, and we'll consider that next time. Some people think that these plagues are aimed at the Egyptians, but the Bible tells us clearly that they are against the gods of Egypt. The point is being made that the gods of Egypt, who are represented in all of the plagues, are inferior to the God of the Hebrews. The living God is declaring his superiority in every respect. And now our action step for today. How old were you when you uttered those immortal words, "Not at my time of life"? Probably younger than Moses and Aaron. I regularly hear newly retired folk who have moved into our coastal town to enjoy retirement express this resolve. "We worked hard in our last church, and now we simply want to help fill the pews and enjoy watching others do the work." I think it was Billy Graham who said that retirement is an unbiblical concept, and I have to agree. Don't stop doing something for God. Start doing something else for him.